And so Mr. Kaczynski, he had written essays of mathematics. He was a physics. And so he missed in one. He put the wrong number in that whole equation, and the answer was wrong. But the world marveled because they knew that he had the world answer right. Because that mathematical equation opened up the door of that, then it opened up the door to other things. Nanon and all kinds of activities in the genetic world and in this world that man is trying to create in the mind of man. Well, it was scoured by professors of tenure, brilliant men and women, and they all said, it's right, but it ain't right right here. You see, because you put that there, then it threw the whole theory off. And he couldn't handle that. He couldn't handle that. And so that's why he moved out and became the kind of hermit man that he was. Because he got the answer wrong, but he worked for years on that one answer. For years. I remember reading some years ago in the Charlotte Observer, there was a little Indian kid here in Charlotte. He was going to the University of Charlotte, Carolina Charlotte. And they gave him three math problems over the summer. Three. Over the entire summer. Do you understand that? 3 months to work on three problems. And I read the article. He says, I've already finished two. But I don't know if they're right. He had taken nearly all summer to work on two problems. And my sister, he didn't work 10 minutes a day on those problems. He would spend hours. At night, he would wake up and he would go over that again, ball the paper, throw it down, because the answer was not right. I use that analogy to show there are men that labor in Torah day and night, and they dissect every word. They dissect, they lay out the pattern of word. They understand the originality, the purpose, and the form. They do. That's why Shaul tells us to study. And we don't like that. That's why we're ignorant. We look ignorant. We act ignorant. I'm an ignorant man, but I don't want to be saltish. I don't want to be a stupid man. A stupid man is one that cannot comprehend no wisdom or understanding of the things that are finite of Yah, and he incorporates them into his life. He has disdain for them. That's a stupid man. That's why you cannot correct a scholar. You can't tell a scholar what he needs to do. Only when you reprove a man of understanding. When you correct him, he understands. That's the only kind of man that understands. And Yah must have an understanding man in the midst of us. That's why doing Sukkoth, we had the seven Ruachim of Yah. And Binah, understanding, is one of the Ruachim. That's one. And he will pour out his Ruach, his spirit, the seven spirits of Yah, upon Yisrael. You must have that, brothers and sisters. And you're not going to get understanding unless you hear the whole narrative. You must see what the book says, the scroll says. You must. Somewhere we become so complacent, we got to take this text of Yah and look at this thing and began to extrapolate, began to draw from this. That we will be strong, and when men see us, they marvel, who is that man? Who is that sister? Come on, how Susanna had a veil, but yet she was the most beautiful thing there in desire. Come on, brothers and sisters. How is that? Rabbi began to walk not in the intellectual properties of America. When he began to walk in the intelligence of Yah. What is the intelligence of Yah? What it calls his countenance, his ruah, not the skinny grittingness. Not grinning and skinning at everything, but he has a countenance that reverberates the power of Yah, and men marvel at that, and it even confuses men. Did not that you confuse men? Sure did. Their minds are confused. Not the grinning and the skinning. We're brothers. I'm telling all you brothers, every last one of you, we better get sober. The sisters will never be sober. We're skinning and grinning. They're going to skin and grin. You better get sober. There's a time to grin and skin. There's a time to laugh. There's a time. For everything. We are the time, brothers, where we must be sober. Everything's sober. You know, sometimes the brothers don't understand because I'm very tenacious and I get on us, brothers, because I know what we have to do. I know what we're up against. I got the care of this community in my lap. Come on. That's why I get out there and labor like that, because I want to get it done. The rain is coming. We don't have time to sit around and twiddle thumbs. We got to get it done. We got to come on. There ain't no water coming. We got to do things now with the water. So when the water comes, we can take advantage of it. There ain't no water coming. And then talk about next year, and we don't get rain by next year, it's going to be war. They're even telling people what wells we're going to govern that too. That's what they're saying. You're going to take control of everything. I'm telling you that. I was reading the other day, brothers and sisters, that China, they become so proficient at what they call seeding the clouds. Seeding them to cause rain, drought. They're one of the most proficient nations upon the face of the earth. They've always done that. This world is wicked because they love money. They oppress, they drive people, they drive their mind. That's why this new form of television is going to drive them to hell. It's going to give them the reality and the visual perception of what reality is. But it's a false, it's a surreal world. It's surreal. That's why we need men that are learned men. Now, brothers and sisters, we need men that are learned men. And the truths of Yah, that study the word of Yah. Men that can extrapolate whether President Bush walks in here, or whether a scholar, whether an English professor, or one that is proficient in the science. It makes no difference. That when they walk out of this place, they will say, that he said things I don't agree with, but he's convincing. And that is the truth, whether you all buy that or not. Whether you buy it or not. That's why, brothers, that's why he says in Jeriah, he said, the intelligent man, visit him early. Let our feet wear out his doorsteps. You find intelligence, says, go to her house, mama. There's one thing that old Bishop, and he was an old man, but I've always had this love for old men. I like talking to them because they have a plethora of knowledge and understanding that things that they've experienced. I used to love talking to Sister Robert's grandfather, even though he was a sinner man, he was a secular man. But the things that he talked about life in the 30s and 20s and things like that, I would marvel at that. I didn't say a word. I would sit there with that man for hours and listen to those stories. And they were always the same. I would listen for key words. And the story was always the same. I tell the brothers, Brother Dale, one day he and Deacon Hall, we stopped to Elder Jones' house down here. And I said, Elder Jones, how old are you, Daddy? Well, I did that because I wanted them to hear the story. And I wanted to listen to the key words that the old man used. He has told me that story many times. And I'm telling you, sister, it is the same way every time. I said, how old are your daddy, Elder? Oh, my daddy, the day he died, he killed two hogs. He had cleaned them. And Doc, forgot the Doc's name. He said, my daddy, they call him Big Red. What was his name? He said, my dad, I went down there. We couldn't find no birth certificate. So we went down the flunge. And those men that we met down there, they were 103 and 105, 106 years. That's how he talks. 106. He said, and they said, oh, Big Red, he was a big boy when we were boys. He said, he was a big boy. He said, and these men, they're 103, they were 105, 106, one said, I'm 103. That's the way the old man talked. And so he said, the doctor treated his daddy for 85 years. His daddy was about 120 years old when he died. He worked all day that day, sat down, and the man died. The narrative is always the same. And that old man is mine. He's losing the cognizance of his mind. He's losing that. But there are things that man, because they have been ingrained in him, that there's a constitution in him, and the validity of that is truthful, that even that cannot be taken from his mind. That's why we need men that are intelligent, men that are versed in the things of Yah, that they speak that way, that they will show us the gravity of our sins and the depravity of our ways, and how we have fallen from this pure state of maturity before Yah and Yeshua. I want that above all. I'd rather not have money. Money means nothing. You see that, Pastor Roberts? I mean that. Hallelujah. Do I doubt you? I'm not one bit. You know, our parents would say to us, these things are meant to make you. These trials and these hardships, they're meant to make you. And that's what they're for. Yeah. All the things that Yah allows us to experience, they're to make us. So you look for intelligent men that have the counsel of Yah, that speak to you the wisdom of Yah, and you listen to their narrative. They will tell you to govern your heart, son, daughter. Watch yourself. Do that. That's what they will tell you. Come on. That's what we need. That's what I want. Hallelujah. I want someone to direct me my path unto the way of Yah. I want that above all things, brothers and sisters. I'm not looking for this thing to be some kind of sugar-coated way. I don't want that. Hallelujah. I don't want that. I want to be a strong man. I want to be strong. Hallelujah. It's almost like this. We were lifting some heavy things. I've taken time to clean the place up. And I'm going to get it done hopefully next week, all that I want to get done. Because there's so many little booklets that I want to write. I got booklets, some 50 pages, some 100, some 30, 20. But they're important things that I need to write. I say to brothers, write a little booklet on them. But nobody wants to do that. So I take time to do it. But I need time to write these little books for others to hear. And I don't want to make them so complicated that people will not read them. We have a new printer back here that we got this printer on this deal from HP, I believe. Who was it? Xerox. It's an expensive printer, copier, printer. But what you have to do at least 2,000 copies a month. It's free. You have to give them a report each month, the performance. One key, you got to buy the ink and things from them. They're going to make their money. That's all right. At any time, you can revoke the contract. But you must do 2,000. I looked at the printer I really want to get, that we can do books. Your sister's got books and things like that. It costs about $6,000. We don't have the money to buy it. And so Brother Allen found this. I said, well, we'll take advantage of this for the moment. And one day, Yah blessed me with the money to buy the printer. Who will buy it? We can literally put out books so that we can help others. We need that. I have no problem with brothers writing. I have no problem with sisters writing. None whatsoever. I have no compunction with that. But this is a generation that there is no... You know what a woman loved a man? She would sit and write love letters to him, would she not? She would write in her diary how she loved him. He would write in his little secret place. Because we have no love for Yah, there is no willingness to do that. I don't care how atrocious your grammar, your English. We have someone to refine that. Hallelujah. And so in the next week, I will get things done the way I want to. Then take a little time and finish up things. And some messages that I want to get on, brothers and sisters. Some teachings that you all need to hear. That you need to hear. I listen to more than what you all listen to, all right? I really do. I know what's out there. If you had a computer, you still would not know what's out there. I know what's out there. Because he's not leading you the way he leads me, all right? I know. And I know what men are saying. And there are doctrines that are out of the belly of hell that they must be dealt with. There's one that is sweeping the country that these men are having 2, 3, 4, 5 wives and they're abusing the women. They're putting them away. They want the book with the Torah. I can show you in the book. I'm not going to show you. When I write the book, you can read it. Where that even began. I can show you the generation. The man's name. The spirit of the man. He was a murderous dog. Well, how do you do that? Just studying the book. Just reading the thing you call scripture. That's how. And so this thing not only is in what we call those that know Yah, but it's among those that call themselves Islam and all of that. They're taking the wives and they're putting them away for no reason. No course. If that was the case, the Torah would teach the course when you put a wife away. And so it's nothing but insatiable lust of these dogs from hell. These greedy swine pigs are lustful. So they're marrying and getting wives and taking young girls. That's what they're doing. That dog out there, that Hawkins, that lying child of hell, he said September the 11th or 13th last year, that tribulations, all atomic bombs were going to drop. And don't you know those dogs still followed him? I had a call from the Allen St. Lucius. A man said to me, Pastor Roberts, do you know Yisrael Hawkins? I don't know the man. I know other man. I know nothing about the man personally. And Elder Butch, he said, yes. That's the way he talked. Yes. He said, the reason I ask you that, because I have a sister here. She sold all her property, gave it to, he's a multimillionaire, to this child of hell. She had a 17-year-old daughter. She brought that daughter to America. And this pervert from hell, a 72-year-old dog, he took her for a wife, and he had two wives. That's a
damn wickedness.
I'm going to tear the hell down. I'm going to call all of them names. I don't care if it's Israel Hawkins. I don't care if it's Ben Amin. They're dogs from hell. And he took the 17-year-old daughter and married her. And all of Israel Hawkins' wives, they're young, black-skinned girls from the islands. This child of hell, lustful dog. I'm going to rip it down to hell and let them challenge me. I don't mind the challenge. They're still wrong. For the Torah will give stipulations. He meant what he meant. What he made Adam, he did not make him a harem. He made Shaddai. And it was not the physical population that would bring about the strength of Israel. It was their confidence in Yah, their faithfulness to Yah, that would produce the lineage and the seed. And so they're marrying these women. 3 or 4 or 5. And they're playing their lust on this one with that one. That's wickedness. I'll be 53 years old on my birthday. Believe me. If a man at my age think he can handle more than a wife, he is a fruitcake out of hell. Even if he's 25. Because he's immature, he's not knowledgeable, he didn't even understand the perils of marriage. How in hell he's going to handle 5? And so that's what they're doing with the women. The women that have no husbands. Even in their tribal things in certain continent, Africa, whereby men would take more than one wife. It was not because of the lust of the things like that. Just a woman, barren, no child, that she would have a right to be fed and to have, that's what it was all about. And even you search that in the historical context, you will find that. But these men are lustful dogs. They're lustful. They look at them, they look at the woman's buttock, her shape, and say, I want that. Who got her? Just like this occultic, hellish thing out here in Utah. The one take these little 12-year-old gals and give them to these freaks and marry them. That is none of you. I just don't have the energy when I work out there all day to get it in the typewriter and write like that. But I will, Yahweh bless me to do that. I'm going to get this place shipped and shaped right first. You understand? I'll get it right. And then I'll begin to write. And I've got a tremendous amount of writing I need to do. Books and booklets I'm going to write. And I'm going to denounce these dogs. These men are wicked. They're birthed from the belly of hell. You're finding this cross sect of religious practices. The Muslim practice that. And even certain sects of Baptists and the Mormons. And those that think that they're Hebrew Israelites. They are not Hebrew Israelites. He meant what he said. He made man a wife. He meant that. Where in the Torah where he gives, if I got 5 wives... If I put her out, what do I do with her? What is the righteous stipulations of that? How do I put her away and get another one? It's a lust that is so vile. As I began to sit often, I think, I'm not lifting up David Roberts. To hell with David Roberts. I just bless Yah how he deals with my mind with simple things. I said, Yah, this is no more than what this whole world is doing. Paris Hilton is a dog. She has, they just have different ones at different times, don't they? They have a wife and husband, they go out and have boyfriends, and they party, and they have their social corrupt orgies and events that are vile and wicked. It is the truth. And so you got these men that say they love Yah, and then they're practicing something that is so corrupt, so vile, don't even know the origin of it. I do know the origin of it. I know where it began. I can take you to the book and show you. When I saw that, I did a little search on my scripture with my computer. Then it took me to the book of Yasha to give me the finer details of the man's life. When I saw that, I said, man, what a vile thing. And you tell me Yah strengthened Israel to do something by the hands of someone that is wicked and vile? Not so, brothers. So when you find a man that is intelligent, that has learning, that has understanding of scripture and knowledge, you follow that man. You beat him down to his door. You go to his door. So what do you think of this, brother? Help me with this. Come on, y'all, help me. I'm rebellious. I need some help. I don't like that because you said it to me. I know you don't like it. That's why I said it. I don't appreciate it. I know you don't appreciate it. Come on, mother. What do I do? Because you're hard-headed, daughter. That's why. When you're hard-headed, you can't think straight. When you walk in a rebellious brother says, you can't think straight. But your mind is not right. You can't think straight. You're going to draw somebody to your side that is as rebellious. They may not perform the same rebellions as you have, but they got the same spirit you got. Yeah. And you're going to look for those that will compromise with you and bathe you in your own wickedness. You're not going to look for an intelligent man or woman that will say, you're full of wickedness, daughter. Son, get your heart right. You see, that's what I'm going to tell you. Because I believe what Scripture says in all things, everything, I don't care what it is, you give Torah to y'all. I don't care what it is. Trial, it hurts y'all, but give Torah. My son, y'all, bless y'all. I will bless y'all all time. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. You just don't praise him for things you perceive that are tough. You bless him for all things. And I will do that. You understand? So if you find an intelligent man, visit him early. Let your foot wear out his door steps. Why? Reflect on the statutes of Yah. That's what an intelligent wise man will do. Reflect on the statutes of Yah. The limitations of Yah. He will say, Sister Roberts, your flesh is out of control. And you are corrupt. And you have corrupted your own self. See, we'll deal with the statutes of Yah. He will let you know the limitations of your own thoughts. But brother, sister, you can't do that. Come on. That's wicked. Sure will. That's an intelligent man in the truths and the scripture things of Yah. Very few today. It's only the mother that coddles the wicked son that destroys him. That's one reason I really like Brother Dale's dad. I like the man. I like him. When I like people, I love Yahweh's heritage, but there are people I like. And when I like them, that's something a little different when I like you. I like the man. I do. I really like, I don't care what the, I like the man. I like him. I like the man. I really do. I like him. We have talked at times the things he said in his mouth, man, but that's all right. That's worldwide. Nothing wrong with that. It's only the parents that coddle their sons and daughters that destroy them. When a daddy put the whip on your back raw, I would say the other part, your butt, that's a daddy and mama that loves you. They're going to bring about a maturity and a strength in you. You try to reason with them, you're going to destroy them. Because you reason with something that is immature and that is not as mature and think in the same logic or the same spiritual mindset that you do. And then when you reduce yourself down to that level, you're going to begin to compromise the things of Yah right along with it. I believe what Scripture says. I believe that we find elders that rule well. They're worthy of just what Yah says. He said you kabod. The same word he used on. We sing the song, right? Kabod. It has not changed. Kabod. Especially those that labor in doctrine. They labor in truth. And I don't even look for no honor. I am not troubled by, you know, what people do or if they don't regard me. That doesn't trouble me. Believe me, brothers and sisters. I tell you the truth. Brother out there wrote me in Yahweh's assembly in Yahshua, Y-A-I-Y. And I said to him, Elder, listen to some of my messages. Because once you listen to some, then your attitude toward me may be a little different. I've written him back the response. I write them. Then they respond to me. And they don't even have to listen to a whole message. He's going to listen. I said, the elder now. He said, I would love to come. The way I say, come. You ever hear stop by? I was showing Elder Martin. I said, come by, old man. Come on by. You visit here. We'll put you up. Whether it's hot or cold, we'll put you in a comfortable place. And on that, we have good, wonderful, clean food for you. Come on. You think he responded? They don't respond. They go in there and listen to one or two messages. Just get a little bit of it. And they don't respond. They say, no, not this. Because I listen to these men and they're codifier. They coddle. It's so weak what they say. You think you're strong? Brother Mike was telling me, he said, Pastor Roberts, do you know this man here? I was on the website and he said everything he learned from Pastor Roberts. Well, when I reproved the man, he turned against me. But I rebuked the man, he came against me. I said, I know the man, Brother Micah. When I told the man his sins, and I showed him how wrong he was, he cut me loose like a snake. I'm not troubled by that. And yet he said the things he learned, what he've learned. Pastor Roberts, I'm not troubled by that. Not one bit. It doesn't bother me. I will not lose one ounce of sleep. That's just the way I am. I'm looking for men that are faithful and stand. The truth. So brothers, I don't care who the man is, if he's an intelligent man, and that if he's a man, he reflects on the statutes of Yah, and he's a man that meditates at all times on his mitzvah. He teaches you the mitzvah, the commands of Yah. You want someone like that, brothers and sisters. If he teaches you that, it is he who will give you insight, listen now, to your mind. That's what he will give you, insight to your mind. These corrupt men today give you insight to their corrupt mind. I will give you insight to your mind. That's what a true man of Yah will do, give you insight to your mind. He will give you insight to your mind and your desire for wisdom. If you desire wisdom, it will be granted. He will give you insight. He will show you. No, brother, you got to tear that down. You got to destroy that. That's why he says to Jeremiah to cry aloud and spare not. He told him to lift up his voice like a trumpet or shofar. Lift it up. Don't be concerned with what the people say, their attitude. Don't be concerned with them. And he said, show my people their transgression. In the house of Yehudah, their sins. And that is always the first primary of any action. I don't care what it is. We're dealing with the people of Yah. You lift up your voice, you show them their sin. Prayer venture, it brings teshuvah. That's the most important thing. You bring repentance. You will show them what their heart is. You show them what's in their heart. Is that what the Ruah does? Does the Ruah do that? So if I had the Ruah, then I will show you that, right? And if you have the Ruah, you counsel me, will I not show you that? Hallelujah. If he's a fool, he won't come back much. But if he's a wise man, he loves correction. He'll keep coming. But a fool, he will not come back. And if he knows you're foolish, then he's going to keep coming back because what you say is foolish. All right? I didn't get to the other part, but that's all right. I'm going to finish it up the next two Shabbats. Deacon Horn's going to preach Wednesday. I need a little rest anyway. I really do. Hallelujah. When I get a little rest, I get revived. Even if I just miss one or two services, my preaching. Hallelujah. I said to one brother today, I will not even deal with him when it comes to preaching in the house. He's a rebellious man. He's hard-headed. When we're rebellious like that, brothers and sisters, you operate in a spirit of witchcraft. And I will not let any man get up in a spirit of witchcraft and dictate to the people of Yah. And he's rebellious. I will not. I don't care who it is. That's one of the most vile spirits, the spirit of witchcraft. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Hallelujah. You know, one wrote me and said, Pastor Robert, you're just straight up honest. And I am. And I tell us the truth. Hallelujah. We operate in witchcraft. Brothers and sisters, and you that are married, have you ever operated in that spirit? Sure you have. Wife rebelling, the husband rebelling against what he knows is proper and right to do. I know I have. And you have too. Hallelujah. It creates some of the most weirdest, corrupt thinking in your mind, doesn't it? Distrust and mistrust. That's what it creates. You say what you want to. You begin to imagine things so vain, so vile, and begin to accuse your husband, your wife of things like you would do brothers and sisters. That is just uncomprehensible. And that is the truth. And if you haven't, you haven't been married long enough, all right? And that is the truth. That spirit is, there's nothing more devastating and vile than that thing. And so I can't get up here with the spirit of witchcraft rebelling against the standards of Yah, the statutes, the correction of Yah, and try to impart the correct Ruah in you all. I stand in judgment of everything I say. I live by what I believe. I live by this. I'm not a hypocrite. You know, Elder Mark, we were talking the other day, and I was showing him some things, and he really got on me because I say, Elder, I said, you know why I do this? Because I want to show you. I want to show you. I want you to understand what I'm doing. He said, I know that, but I still want to show you. Laid out the checkbook. He said, Pastor, I said, I still want you to see. I want you to understand. I don't want to hide nothing. Forthright. Plain that you can see all things. Hallelujah. That's the way I want it to be. That's the way we must be. One that murmurs and complains. You know what murmuring is? It's the spirit of one. Or one that murmurs. And one that murmurs. They murmur. They go and they tell things secretive. Instead of speaking to the one that they got ought against. That's the murmurer. That's vile. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Without complaining. Do all things that way. Without disputing. You know what a dispute is, don't you? You know what a dispute is? What is it? I'll answer. Because I think you know, you think you know, but you don't know. He's always questioning what is true or what's right. So you do all things without murmuring. You do all things. Do all things without, not some things called that, all things without murmuring and complaining. That you may be without rebuke. When a man comes to me murmuring, he needs rebuke. When a daughter comes to me murmuring, that's rebuke. When one comes to me disputing what is right or truthful, that one needs rebuke. And I will rebuke them. I'll rebuke your mama, your dead daddy, your dead crack. That makes no difference. That's the man that has the intelligence of Yah, the mind of Yah, because he knows what is the seed of that and what it will do. You find someone that's murmuring, they're full of wickedness. And you that give ear to that, you're worse than them. Because if you love your brother, you will not watch them die. You love your sister, you will not do that. Beat them with a switch. Don't spare them for crying. Because you save the souls from out of hell. That's what you do. You deliver them. So I will take the rod of Yah. Beat that hellish spirit out of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take not change in one word that I spoke today. I don't care who it affects. I mean for it to affect you. You understand? Makes no difference. He will give you insight to your mind. You want someone to give you insight to your mind. That he may open up wisdom to you and show you how little wisdom you possess. We need the wisdom of Yahweh. And it comes by instruction, brothers and sisters. And the wisdom of Yahweh always deals with one thing immediately. It is the sin, the corruption of one's own heart. That's why Yahshua said to us, and I say to brothers and you sisters too, that was sisters and brothers. The scripture tells us to be quick to hear and slow to speak. Men that are quick to speak and to respond, I know that they have not heard. Women that are quick to speak, they haven't heard. That's why they speak quickly. Let us get the soberness of Yah in our mind. Sincere countenance. One of gravity. One that is sincere. One that has the maturity of Yahshua. We need that. We need men. Our men, all of our men must be like that. I said to a brother this morning, I got on. I said, brother, I want you to stop. I sit right there. I can see her. Those windows are black, but I see her. Every time I turn around, you're late coming in here. This is the last time. You stop it. If they were late for a job, would they fire them? Yes. Why is it that Yah, the things of Yah, they are not of great importance? I'm never late. I know what time I come in. I know what time old man comes over. I know exactly what time I leave out of there. And it's for a purpose. But to be late, living here and to be late, and Sister Dad is never late. That's wickedness. And look at who you are. All these years, she's never been late. You live right here. You foul thing. Yeah, I said like that. That's what that is. It's a foul spirit. That's what that's unclean. You prepare for Yah. Hallelujah. Well, lay your rags out that night. That's all you got to do. What do you do? Well, I had this laid out yesterday evening. Hallelujah. That's all you do. Shoes polishing on, belt ready. So this morning when I get up, I can come. What do you feel more things? Hallelujah. I'll read this in Phylicia. Listen to it. I know I've quoted it, but I want to read it. Do all things without murmuring. Having your secret displeasure, not having the Ru'ah of Yah to do it openly and to speak to the one that has caused infraction upon you. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, always questioning, and trying to get an answer about this right. Why? That you may be blameless without fault, without sin, blameless and harmless. And that Arabic or the Hebrew word harmless, it is free from guile. Yeshua was free from guile, wasn't he? When a man talks much, there's guile. When they ask him a question, he answered them not. He was quiet. You will know when a man has guile. You will know that. I do. You not listen to a blind man here. I'm not a blind man, and I'm not a sottish man. He said, do all things that way, that you will become blameless and harmless. The sons of Yah, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked, perverse nation, among whom you shine as light in the world. Do you want to shine like a light? Or do all things without murmuring? Young men, listen to the elders that have the intelligence of Yah, the mind of Yahshua, to speak to you the profoundness of the utterance of Yah. Daughters of Zion, listen to the mothers that speak, the Aimah that speaks with the wisdom of Yah, that will correct you, your walk, your ways, your attitude, your personality. That we can, you daughters can be a Susanna, and that we as an assembly can be a Susanna. That our beauty will shine, that men will see the beauty of the fragrance of Yah, and they will marvel at what Yahweh has done among a people that possess no formidable talents and skills to offer, but yet they're talented in Yahshua. I won't need is that to instruct me in things that will shake my mind, and that I know how to walk. I know how to interact. I know how to deal with men. I know how to deal with women. I know how to walk in a place and men will marvel. Not that I have any money or anything. My worth is not based on substance. It's based on the substance of who I am and what truth is in me. That's my worth. It's not the fancy clothing or one's attire. It is the ru'ah that emanates from one that men see. Men will see that and they will marvel. That's what Yah wants from his men. There's nothing more precious than men dwelling together in unity. And you must have correction when you have unity. It must always be. You that ever played sports is one thing that the coaches always did. You never disregarded what he said. It's the ball players that says, well, you told me to go pick left. He said, no, boy, I know what I told you. I told you to pick right. He knew what he said. Man's been coaching for years. He knew. And then when the ball player tried to dispute the coach, he put him on the bench, sitting down. Then he put in another player that, because his ru'ah is right, then it leads the team back. I played sports. I played in junior high school. I played in high school. So I know what it takes. And that's the way it works. Hallelujah. May Yah enrich us all today. I'm going to stop. I know I didn't get to that, but that's all right. It was a purpose for this. And you needed this. As a whole, we need this. We need the simple truths. If Brother Mike had not said, wow. I want to read one other thing before I close. It says this. Do not devise a lie against your brother, nor do the like to a friend. So don't speak things against your brothers and sisters. You're not accurate. You're not sure. Don't devise a lie. Listen to this in Sirach. Refuse to utter any lie. For the habit of lying serves no tov. It serves death. Do not prattle. Do not talk. Do not make yourself known. Do not talk in the assembly of the elders. And these young brothers around here, they know I tell them that all the time. Stop talking. Do not prattle in the assembly of the elders. Nor repeat yourself in prayer. Simply do not make sounds that are meaningless. Meaningless, that talk. You think you're talking, but they're meaningless. So do not prattle in the assembly of elders. And you that are in your 50s, you all know, even you that are in your 40s, that was an unwritten law in our upbringing. A young man never spoke when the elder spoke. A young woman never did that. I have gone back, I've looked at things, research, even in many tribal institutions. Even a young man would say, elder. Yiras Elahu, with Eo with him, he said, can I speak now? So young men, don't talk in the midst of elders. We have lost that respect. We've lost that. Just utter what you think out of your damnable mind. When I speak my mind, your mind is putrefied, it's immature. That's truth today, isn't it? So don't even, in the midst of elders, don't just best to be quiet. Just to be quiet. Just listen to what they say. Remember the narratives, what they say. Do not prattle in the assemblies of elders, nor repeat yourself in prayers. And it says this, I read this, because this is what Yah has done. Do not hate. Do not despise. Do not hate. Do you all hear that? Do not hate toilsome or laborious labor of farm work. Why? Which were created by the Most High. When I read that, I thought, I said, this is the truth. Because the toilsome of farm work, it cleanses you. Cleanse your mind. Ain't nothing like pouring out sweat in a way that just comes out of you, especially when you're laboring, you're bending, and you work in the garden, you're dealing with weeds, and you see the actual footprint of Yah there. So don't complain when the work is getting hard. Just labor. Daughters, I don't want to cook that labor. Yah created that for you. He created you to take care of the homes and the husbandman and to be helpmeet and to love him. And to honor him, above all, you honor him. When you honor him, he'll learn how to love you. You don't honor him, he will never learn how to love you. You can't talk that smack. You can't talk like a crazy thing. You got to learn how to honor him. You learn how to honor him, he'll learn how to love you. He may be slow in the process, but he'll learn how to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I'll say it because I love Elder Martin. At times we talk and the tears just fall in his eyes. That's just the truth. We talk another day and he said to me, Pastor Roberts, he just started crying. He said, I didn't know I loved my wife. See, most men can't say that. He said, I'm still learning. But you taught me. And you taught me what's right to do with my wife. And then the tears begin to roll. Come on, what do you say with that? Most men can't be honest like that. That's why I loved old Brother Lindsay. He would always tell you folks, get up here. I wasn't a man until I met Pastor Robert. He made me a man. The first thing I said to that little bonehead, I said, boy, I'd knock you. I said, Negro, I didn't use that term. I said, I'll bust you up, boy. And I don't care what prison house you've been in, I'll break your neck. I knocked him out. And I said that way. They keep tough. I said, boy, she's a little Negro. I said, boy, I'll break your back. Talk that smack in prison. I know how the prison boys talk. You're dealing with a man now, boy. Get up here and cry, well, Elder Martin, he's Pastor Robertson. I didn't know how to, but I bless Yah. You taught me that. And I'm still, you see what he said? I'm still learning. That's all right. I am too old, man. I ain't learned it all. That's why I want to be in the Council of Intelligent Men. You brothers speak intelligently and talk on the things of Yah with an intelligent mind that it may strengthen us all. That's what I want. What I want us all to be of the same strength. It's always nice. So, Pat, we were up there, Brother Chris, lifting that pipe. That thing was probably, how much you think it weighed? Yeah, close to about 800-900 pounds. It wasn't light. That thing fell on your foot, leg. You forget it, Alan, Sister Robert, that there. You ain't coming from under that. And we laid down, Lehu he. That's why, that's the command I give. Leho, he. Everybody with the same motion now. We heed. When we got it there, I had to call Yosef, come here, brother. And Sean, come on, Josh, get over here, boys. Just even them putting their hand on it, it lightened up somewhat, didn't it? Sure does. So when you got brothers that walk the same, as Evangel Horn would say, dress right, dress, or right or step, you know, mock time. Same step. You'll have found a strong institution. But yeah, but we must all walk in the same mind, have the same heart, and mind the same things. And there must be honor. I'm telling you, brothers, it must be. Has to be. You must have leaders. There must be a leader. Has to be. Without that, you're going to have a mess. That's why we're in the mess we're in. Because we've never known how to honor the leadership of Yah. Did Yahshua descend before he ascended? Did he give gifts unto the people? Gave gifts to who? Man. He made some, not all, some. He didn't make the whole, he made some. Some. Judiciam, some nabis, some. And as the presbytery, as they ordain Timothy, as they laid hands on him, then the leaders must have the vision to say, well, he'll make a fine deacon. They must, they have to, and ordain them according to the will of Yah, that they may take the weight of things, that he can labor more in the word and in truth and bring us bread that will sustain us during the course of the labor. We need that, brothers and sisters. If you don't want that, you go, oh, we're all going to die. And if we don't have this here, if it stops today, not having that, this place will come to nothing. There won't be no life here, period. I marvel when men come, people come. It's so clean, so peaceful. And if you don't have one to corral every kind of damnable, wicked, immature, childish, rebellious spirit, they will permeate this place. You will have little cliques and sects, and they will destroy the place. As long as I'm alive, it ain't going to happen. And I'll break the back of every last one of you. Makes no difference who you are. I mean that. And I'm not coward when it comes to that. I will break your back. Period. I will break your back. Period. Period. But never. And I'm not going anywhere. You hear that? Shalom, Yisrael. Hallelujah. If an old man said that a young man had counsel like that, I want to sit down one day, Brother Dale, and see what he's talking about. All right. Hallelujah. May Yah barak you. May he strengthen you. You that are listening, may he supply your need today and strengthen you. That's the true Hebraic expression. There are certain words in English, Rabbi, I don't even like to use it. You don't even hardly hear me using them. The word good, I know what it means. I'd rather say wonderful, excellent, or beautiful. He's the word good, tav. I don't want to use it. Like strike that from my vocabulary. The English vernacular is built upon pagan identities, thievery, and robbery. It is not a pure language. There's only one. But he spoke unto Shaul, Yeshua spoke in the Hebrew tongue. He did not speak in this damnable English language. Oh, I may use the word Arabic because the word Arabic, the Arabic language derived from the Hebrew tongue. I don't care what they say. I don't care what the Muslims say. They're full of their baloney and bull. That's what they're full of. Full of shysting. They would say in German. That's what it is. Just plain boo-boo. That's all. Hallelujah. It's not of Yah. So we have to be strong. We have to be ready, prepared. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Come on and sing. You that are listening, our friends, our listeners, Sister Velma down there in Louisiana, Yah barak you, Brother James, all of you all that are listening, Pastor Person, your Sister Mary, you all get on down here out of Chicago, all right? Come on and visit us. The boys, bless you all. You all are welcome to come. You that are listening, we do greet you all in Yahshua's mighty name. This song is for you all as we close here today. I will continue on next week. We will have a bountiful message coming to us on this week, on next week, Wednesday. Scripture Truth, our Deacon Horn will speak unto us with edification and truth, and it will bless you richly. May Yah barak you all. You that are there in Newport News, we bless you all, Mother Fields and all, Sister Pat. May Yah's strength rest upon you all and bless you all richly. May he empower you all, our friends. Shalom, Yisrael. Shalom. Come on and sing. Hallelujah. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. For we are intrigued by you, Almighty Yahweh. We berock you for all things. You cause your power to fill the land of Israel. We bless you for your faithfulness, for the strength of HaMashiach. Bless Israel. For we are in need of help. I am Yah. I need your strength and your assurance. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. The promise unto Israel. We berock you. In the body of Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.